This is Talia White at 101.5 FM with your weekly Coast Watch fishing report. The wind has made Moreton Bay hard work last week, but first light has been the key window for anyone getting out. Offshore, a few Spanish mackerel have been caught around hatches, mainly on troll baits and large stick baits, while school mackerel have shown up around the four beacons and further north. While you find spotted mackerel have come in the southern bay between Mud and Peel Island. In the rivers, flathead are coming from the north of the Pine River and along the edges of Hayes Inlet, while summer whiting are feeding through Hayes Inlet and the Pumicestone Passage, especially Coochin Creek and around Roy's Road. Mangrove jack are showing in the upper Caboolture River and the creeks throughout the passage, particularly Bells Creek. And at the mouth of the Brisbane River, jewfish and threadfin have been seen there more consistently on the outgoing tide. While around the broader bay, Mud Island and North Moreton artificial reefs are producing great snapper and grunter catches. Same goes for around Scarborough. The southern bay has been the main focus with good flathead around Garden Island on the run-out tide where the clean water and bait line up, while good numbers of threadfin salmon are still holding around Russell, Long and Lamb Island. Working the deeper channels and current lines has been the key to finding them. Some quality snapper have come from the southern Peel Island reef edges along the rubble and drop-offs out from Wellington Point and Raby Bay. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coast Watch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again on the website at 101.5fm.com.au.